and welcome. If it's the first time in the show, we're here to sort of discuss possibilities, opportunities, and giving people the opportunity to have that reality check, checking in with who you are, what you're doing, and more importantly, who you want to be and what it is that you want to be doing. Before we go any further, as usual, we're going to go to the captain in the chair. How's it going, my friend?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good week?
Yeah, it's been, well, yeah, good week, actually. We had, it was my wife Amy's birthday at the start of the week.
Excellent.
So that was quite nice, because I noticed this, that, like, you know, when it doesn't have to be your birthday, because if they want to go out for a meal, you get to go out for a meal too.
Fantastic.
So, you know, I'm like riding on the back of someone else's birthday. I mean, it's not even my birthday for a couple of months.
Wow.
So that was good. And then...
So we've got to give a big shout out and say happy birthday to Amy.
Yeah, happy birthday, Amy.
Absolutely.
For Monday. But yeah, so that was good. And then, God, I had a bit of a reality check yesterday morning.
Go on. And
this is a bit of advice for you guys out there, which, you know, this may seem obvious. This may be something that doesn't need saying. I certainly didn't think it did. But yeah, got up yesterday morning and was trying to find something. I couldn't find something I needed. I thought, oh, I must have left it in the car. So then I was looking for my car key. I couldn't find that either. And in the end, I thought, oh, I don't know what's going on here. So I don't know why. I thought I'll go out and have a look at the car anyway, even though I didn't have the key.
Yeah.
And I was quite surprised to find that the car was not only unlocked, but the key was in the ignition, in the on position. And I'm thinking, God, how has this happened? And I know what happened. We'd come back from somewhere and we'd been on the phone. Amy was on the phone to her brother using, like, the, you know, on Bluetooth in the car.
Yeah.
And then as I pulled up on the drive, my phone had rang and I couldn't stay in the car because of the conversation. And so I got out of the car and just wandered off on the phone, went in the house. I think Amy finished up her call and then just got out the car and
shut the door,
came in for, well, it's up to Glenn to lock the car, he was driving, which is fair enough, I suppose. And yeah, interesting one. So
and your battery was dead.
Battery was absolutely dead. To not even dead, like, wouldn't turn on, dead, like, you turn the key and none of the screens came on or anything.
Just nothing at all.
Nothing at all, yeah. So, and that was interesting. So I was trying to sort that out. I was having all these grand ideas. And I sell insurance for a living. I don't know much about cars. I know how to drive, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, I know you can bump start cars if you get it going in first gear and lift the clutch. So I thought I'd give that a go. But that didn't go very far either, once I discovered that, because I've got an electric handbrake, couldn't turn the handbrake off.
Wow.
So it wasn't going anywhere. So yeah, ended up having to get some really long jump leads and get it jump started, which was a hassle. But hey, you know, it's, yeah.
The curveballs.
Yeah, they are curveballs. They are curveballs and reality checks. But it's, you know, it makes life a bit more interesting, doesn't it? I mean, how?
Yeah, of course it does. Of course it does. These are the things that, you know, and we talk about this all the time. We can either react to life or we can respond to life.
That's right.
There were certain times in my life that if that had happened to me, I wouldn't have been happy.
No, and in the moment, I will admit to maybe getting a little bit stressed, but then you kind of, I think a lot of the stuff that we talk about here on the show and all the different little tools and mechanisms I've got in my life to be able to, it's about, like we always say on the show, it's about taking that moment, and I did allow it to get to me for a moment and kind of vent, but then it's stepping back and going, okay, well, this is where I am. I can't make the battery not flat. I can't fix what's already happened. I can only, well, what can I do to move forward?
That's right.
And that's all you can do in any situation, really, isn't it?
I think that's spot on with any situation. And it is okay for us to sort of vent.
Mm.
You know, as you know, I don't hold on to anything, you know. And so, yeah, I think it's superb. Today, guys, we're going to talk about and we're going to be asking the question. And if you're sitting there listening to this, the question we've got to ask today is, who has got your back? You know, it's a really, really important concept, because none of us are doing this on our own. That's the big thing, you know, and we've got to be able to have our people around us. You know, we've talked about the past, about our tribes, you know, and who do we belong to within our tribes. And today I just want to go through who's got your back, because there are still lots and lots of issues coming from the COVID. And I'm still seeing lots and lots of people that are still dealing with some of those questions about who it is they are, what it is they want to do.
Mm.
And a lot of people are saying to me, but I haven't got anyone to talk to. You know, so today it is inspired and motivated to say, so who has got your back? So the question I'm going to say to you, Glenn, who's got your back?
Yeah, so for me, and, you know, sometimes stopping and thinking about it just makes you, actually has brought, I'm quite grateful, actually, because it's easy to take that stuff for granted, actually, when you've got that support network around you, which I feel like I have.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily the same person for different things. You know, it's obviously, first and foremost, my wife, Amy, has got my back for most things, to be honest. Mm. Like, we're a team and we operate as a team. And I would like to think that I've got her back as well.
Yeah.
And we've both got different things that we're good at. You know, and different ways of dealing with, you know, we were just talking a moment ago about how you react to things. It's, you know, we both react differently to situations, and we might be in a situation together and one of us goes to 100 and the other one, and quite often we don't both go to 100 because then you're kind of knackered.
Yeah.
But yeah, as long as one of you is able to go, look, calm down, it's all right, it's not that bad, you know.
Yeah.
For, I'd say for the most things, it's Amy, but then I've got other people around me, like, that I'd confide in for different things. So my brother's quite good with, like, financial stuff because of the job that he does. So it's like I might ask him about things, or if it's like, oh, does this look like a good deal, because I'm not, despite being an insurance salesman, I am good at my job, but I'm not great at maths, I find.
I have
a calculator and I know how to do the sums with a calculator. But sometimes just having someone who's got that kind of analytical mind that can kind of just look at something and go, yeah, no, that A or B, you know, it's like, oh yeah, no, B, that's the better option, when there's all these different factors.
Absolutely.
So I've got that. And then I think sometimes on a more, maybe if it's something a bit more emotional or goal orientated, or something that I want to work towards and I don't quite know what I need to do to get there, or maybe I know what I want, but I need to change my mindset, and it's hard because we naturally do the things that, like we talked about a few weeks ago, what is it? The pursuit of pleasure, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we naturally, if we don't try not to, we'll always gravitate towards those easy things or those things that make us feel good. So, yeah, I think for that type of thing, that would be your good self, Mr. Nigel Booth, the reality coach.
Wow.
You've definitely got my back, because I come, you know, if I've got things like that, I know, oh, no, that's one for Nigel. Need to have a chat or grab a coffee and go through. So, yeah, for me, that's kind of...
That's really, really good. Yeah. Really good. Who has got your back?
Mm.
And the reason why we're having this conversation is because sometimes when we get into that chaotic mindset that sometimes we all get into, where we don't know what to do, and you were just explaining about, you know, I've got my brother if I want to go and sort of talk about finances, just to have somebody with a different mindset that has got a different skill set.
And I think sometimes that aren't emotionally invested or emotionally attached to what you're dealing with, if that's relevant in that situation, sometimes having that. And that's why it's good to have more than one person, I think, because if you're wanting to explore something that actually your significant other or whatever is emotionally involved in, then they might not be the best person for that particular thing, because they can't give you that clear and unbiased viewpoint on it. Whereas somebody who's not emotionally invested, it doesn't affect them either way what you do.
Yeah.
Is going to be able to have that different view. But yeah, Nigel, turn it back around onto you. Who's got your back?
Who's got my back? I, again, very similar. The first sage comes into my mind.
Which, for those that don't know, is Nigel's dog.
That's sage. Right. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but every morning I'm out with Sage. Every evening I'm out with Sage, and we walk through the fields. And irrespective of where we are, what we're doing, I always feel she has got my back.
Mm. Well, dogs are very loyal like that, aren't they? They are pack animals, and they are, you know, once you've been, you know, you're in that circle.
Well, I think from Sage's point of view is that I'm the pack leader, you know, and, you know, of course, I've always got her back and she's always got my back. And it may sound a bit of a silly one, you know, for some of our listeners out there, but if you've got a dog, you'll know what I mean.
Well, they say it's man's best friend, don't they?
And it really is. Mm. I've always said this, you know, if I put Sage and Sharon in the boot of my car for half an hour, when I open the boot of the car, I can guarantee you that Sage will be wagging a tail. I'm not going to say anything about what Sharon will be saying.
I hope for your sake Sharon doesn't listen to this show.
Never. But
you're
a
brave man, Nigel. You're a brave man.
I've been said all that before as well. Well, I've got a number of people that have got my back, you know, and I've got a number of different what I would class as coaches. You know, and I think this is, we've always talked about, we've all stopped talking about ourselves, we've all stopped taking that guidance, and we've all stopped having that accountability of what we're doing. The latest coach that I've taken on is an international athlete. I'm just about to start freshwater swimming.
Oh, wow.
And I'm determined to go for my six-pack for my 60th. So I've got about 6 months left. It's doing okay. And considering I had my little bit of a reality check not too long ago when I thought I was going to be back in my wheelchair, you know, it is going really, really well. So it is good.
That's interesting, cold water swimming, because I've heard a bit about this all this kind of stuff within that space in terms of cold water therapy, where you can use like you can use your own bathtub, but you can also have these special tanks. I've got a client locally here in Northampton that actually makes them, called the Ice Bath Co. And they make these tanks and saunas, but it's all for mostly people in like the bodybuilding industry, but not just that. It's for mindfulness, meditation, all sorts of different people.
Let's get them on the show.
Yeah, we should do, shouldn't we? And they can kind of share, but they're just sort of looking at branching out into other areas that are connected within that. And that then, so then I was doing the research to see how you build an insurance policy for that, and looking into it. It was really interesting. So they were talking about basically breath work, which is like a form of meditation, but using breath and breathing. And also the cold water swimming in natural lakes, isn't it?
Yeah, lakes and rivers. One of the techniques that for any of us, and you know, you get to that point of being really, really stressed. The easiest way of to bringing you back to some reality: get into the front of the sink, run that cold water tap, and just splash your face.
Yeah, what heard a lot difference. Of different people say about Absolutely. That. It's complete, like it's like a pattern interrupt.
Yeah, it's shocking how quickly you go whoo, and it does bring
changes
you back.
Your state,
I've got to say that Sharon, as my wife, she's always got my back, and you know, it's quite strange, really, because it's those people that you think automatically of when you talk about love, etc., etc. But it is just such a natural process to be in. And I do sometimes forget, you know, and it's only when, and again, part of the show, the reality check, is to enable us as presenters and our listeners to be able to say, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, definitely. It's just having that conversation, isn't it, brings it to the forefront. It's like when you asked me earlier and I was thinking, oh, yeah, who has? And I can give an answer and that is the truth. But it's, yeah, without having really thought about it and gone through that exercise. And now, like I say, you've got that kind of, I feel grateful for that. And I'll probably go and thank those people now. To
Absolutely.
Be like, just,
Because that's what happens, you know. And it's the same for you guys out there, you know. And, you know, we keep talking about, talking about how people are broken. I don't know one person that isn't broken, Glenn.
No, everyone's got something, haven't they?
They've got an issue.
The issue that they're dealing with or they need help with.
Traumatic event, the end of a relationship, you've been made redundant. Whatever, there's so many traumatic events in life that have a real, real impact on us. Having somebody that has got your back and having these conversations to remind you, the difference it makes by just being able to sit, and even whilst you're listening right now while we are talking, just go through your head. So who has got your back really, truly? You know, a lot of people will turn around and say, oh, well, I can't talk to my wife about this because, you know, it's I don't want her to think this, or I can't talk to my husband about this because I don't want him to think this.
Yeah.
And again, it's about just taking that reality check of being able to recognise that it is those people that know us. Inside out.
And I think if you're trying to identify that person, you want to be thinking about things like, well, maybe it's someone that checks in with you now and again, just out of the blue, and you think, you know, reaching out just to check if you're okay. Or it's the sort of person that if you did pick up the phone and say, oh, I've got this thing, no matter what they were doing, they'd kind of drop everything and give you 5 minutes because you're that person to them. And they're all signs of, you know, think about that's the sort of person, and maybe you're that person to other people as well, you know.
Almost certainly
you know, you're sitting there thinking, well, I do that for others, and that's great, because that's what we talk about here is paying it forward when you can and taking it back when you need to. And if everyone did that, imagine what world that we'd live in. I know it sounds a bit like
I don't think it does, but it doesn't.
It's just,
that's right,
it sounds funny because it's not the norm, and if it is, it isn't what's kind of reported to us in the information that we see, and therefore it seems a bit, but it's not. I think most people, and again, we've talked about this a lot, is that most people on the face of it, they're kind people. You know, most people want to do good, want to help others. It's almost within us, you know.
You know, today, I'm working with somebody and they wanted to get a passport. So, you know, I said, okay, I'm going to come along with you and we're going to sort out. And we were trying to find, here in town actually, we were trying to find a photo booth. So
yeah,
I can have some photographs taken. Now, I got no cards on me. I got cash. Could I find a photo booth that that took cash? No. This kind gentleman turned around and said, look, I'll use my card.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I said, well, he said, no, just give me the cash. So I gave him the money and he used his card. I was thinking, wow, there you go, paying it forward. This gentleman had got my back.
Yeah.
You know, and he doesn't even, know me.
Yeah, no.
And today, you know, it's like we decided, okay, we want to talk about who's got your back, because a lot of people are talking, I just feel on my own, you know. And of course, when we do start to feel those things, our mindsets go off and then we think nobody cares, nobody loves, and nobody seems to sort of be pushing forward for us. It is only when we get to ask those questions, or we get asked those questions of who have got your back, really, you know, and we take all the emotion out of it. We've just been very, very factual. And you just sit there and you think, so who has got me back? Now, don't allow yourself just to automatically say, nobody. Actually, just think. Think about those people. Your friends, your family, your partners, your children. You know, anybody that's around there. And just think, who would be there for me? And you'll find that there is quite a lot of people that will be there for you. One of the things that we are going to be developing over the next couple of months, and I think we've actually mentioned this just a couple of times, just sort of teasing people, but we are going to be linking up the Reality Check as a radio show with our very own social media platform. So if, for example, that you find that you don't know if you've got somebody that you can talk to, somebody's got your back, we've got your back.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is to come and join us. And it's called One Tribe Network. And on One Tribe Network, we have got our own social media platform called The Reality Check. The Reality Check is very similar to other platforms, which we won't mention. But the difference with this, we don't have algorithms. We don't have things dropped out. If you come and join us, every post that we put on there, every show that we actually do, you're going to be able to go there and everybody will see it.
Yeah, so it's not tailored and advert-driven and things like that, and commercial in that sense. It's a real open and inclusive space where you can go on and just make it. It's kind of like old-school blogging, really, in a way. You can go on and you make a blog post, and then you put it in a relevant category, the Reality Check or whatever, mindfulness, spiritual. There's other people on there as well. But they all tend to be in that kind of, well, kind of space we're in, really, in the sense of, you know, trying to make a difference. It's trying to lift people up and trying to give people the tools they need to get the best experience out of life.
Absolutely. You know, one of the big things that I'm always consistently talking with people about is being the best version of themselves.
Yeah.
Irrespective of what it is that you're doing, because it isn't really about what we do. It's about who you are being.
And how you make people feel around you.
That's right. If it was about what we were doing, we'd be called human doings. But we're not. It's about who we are being. That's why we're called human beings. And it is one of those things because, you know, there are many, many things that come into life. As we talked about earlier on, the curveballs. You don't expect to be finding the key stuck in this, you know, in the key.
Yeah, I mean, I have to hold my hands up on that and say, you know, that was a momentary lapse or whatever. It's entirely, you know, if I'd have come out in that and my car had gone, I'd have had a problem. I know that as an insurance man, I'd definitely have had a problem. If you leave the key, just so you know, if you leave the key in the ignition and don't lock your car, you're probably not getting paid out.
But listen, guys, if you want to come and join us on One Tribe Network, all you got to do is go into your telephones or your laptops and type in One Tribe Network, all one word, .com, and then have a little look for the Reality Check and come and join us. And come in, actually, just be you. It's all about positivity. It's about paying it forward, and nobody is going to be dragging you down. I hope to see as many of you there on onetribenetwork.com, and I will also hopefully see you all here next week. Have an amazing week. Until then, have a good one.